Hey there, Pod Pals. Are you a print-on-demand creator looking to stay ahead of the curve? You want to know exactly when to launch your designs for every key season and event? How about a chuckle with an extra dad joke to brighten your day? If you said yes to any of these, then it's time to join the Print On Demand Cast VIP list. As a VIP, you'll get our free annual design calendar, an amazing guide to help you time your creations perfectly throughout the year. And of course, we'll include a bonus dad joke each week as well. Signing up couldn't be easier. Just visit printondemandcast.com/VIP and enter your email. Don't let another day of potential pass you by. Become a part of the VIP list, grab your annual design calendar, and let's dive into a year of inspired creating together. We'll see you on the other side. Welcome back to the Print On Demand Cast. On this week's episode, we've got a special interview. Let's get into it.
Radical. Welcome to this week's episode of the Print On Demand Cast. Each week, join the gnarly Travis and Josiah as they provide insight into the print on demand industry and equip you with the totally tubular tools, advice, and strategies you need to achieve success and hopefully have a few laughs along the way. Now on to this week's totally tubular show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Print On Demand Cast. This is going to be a special episode. May not come out during like the normal Wednesday feed. We might just kind of bump this or throw this in as a bonus. The interview that I'm actually going to do today is with Mario Duval, and I'll talk about him here in a minute, and we'll get him on the show. But I wanted to say the reason I'm having him on the show is because he's doing print on demand in a really, really, really unique way. And I kind of liked the idea behind what he's been doing with it and wanted to, you know, talk to him and see kind of how, why and how he started and like what's going on in his business. But so, like I say, this is a special interview or special episode. We're not going to have all the segments and everything. In fact, we're not going to even have a point of interest, and I'm just going to get right into it. So meet Mario Duval. Well, you will here in a second. He's a 36-year-old entrepreneur from Canada, balancing his role as a devoted father of two with an expanding business in the trading card industry. I told you it was unique. Mario's entrepreneurial journey began in 2021 with a simple purchase of some Pokemon cards, which then evolved to a specialization in wrestling cards with Topps Heritage, which is a trading card company I'm sure you've heard of. Dissatisfied with the market's limitations, Mario founded Chops Cards, a company that stands out by offering unique collector items and custom printing services for a diverse clientele, including sports teams and influencers. Chops Cards, a testament to Mario's vision and dedication, is attempting to redefine collectibles with innovation and with quality. So with that, let's welcome Mario Duval to the show. Hey, Mario. Welcome, Hello. Man. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for the invitation. I truly appreciate it. Like we said on the fair, I started to listen to your podcast. And seriously, I think that all the information that you're giving, but also the fact that you always not take yourself seriously, it's really interesting to listen every day.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit beforehand, and you said you have another job, but yep, you are allowed to listen to podcasts. And so you are literally listening, at least lately, to the Print On Demand Cast for like 8 hours a day, which I'm blown away at, because I don't think I could listen to myself for 8 hours a day, especially not Josiah.
No, I mean, sometimes I listen to myself for the interview that I had, and I couldn't listen to myself 8 hours.
Right. Well, let's go ahead. And I know I didn't ask you this beforehand, but it was in the rundown. Did you bring a dad joke? Because
yeah, I do have my dad joke. Do you want me to say it?
Well, we need to roll the intro. I just wanted to make sure that we could roll the intro before, you know. So here we go. Let's go ahead and roll the bumper.
Time for the weekly dad joke.
Okay, Mario, you go first.
What do you call a fake spaghetti? An impasta.
Nice. I like it.
Wanna try it, but my hey. Wife told me yesterday. I told her that I was on the show and I need to get a dad joke. So I said, she said, "Yeah, but we do have the board game." Like, yeah, but it's in French, so I couldn't translate dad joke in French to English. So I need to find it myself.
Yeah, well, they're all out there. I mean, you can Google dad jokes and find a ton. All right, so here's the Print on Demand Cast dad joke. The question is, how many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? It only takes one, but it takes a long time, and the light bulb has to want to change.
That's a better one.
That is your weekly dad joke, the twofer, because we got Mario's, and it's actually a even bonus beyond that if we release this episode as a bonus. So I mean, my goodness, you're getting so many weekly dad jokes this week. That's you guys are getting all kinds of value, so you're welcome. All right, let's jump into this, Mario. So you do a really unique print on demand product, and I've not heard of this before, and so I'm interested in, I mean, I talked a little bit about, you know, your story. You started doing with Pokemon, and then you were excited about it and you love wrestling. You even posted in our Facebook group about how you love wrestling, and you kind of relate to Josiah because of that. And so from there you decided, well, these wrestling cards aren't good enough. Like, take me from, what was that decision to say, hey, I could do a better job? And then, you know, that brought you to starting Chops cards.
So when before I started this, so when I, my wife bought me this pack of Tops Heritage. Mm-hmm. So it's always booster pack. You open it. When you get twice or three times the same wrestler into a box, and they say there's one autograph card per box. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that, no, I don't want that. When I purchase trading card, I want more autograph, more rare card. So I told my wife, I'm not satisfied with that. Thank you for the gift. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. But I said, I'm going to start my own company. And she laughed at me, obviously. She said, what do you know about trading card? And I mean, let me do it. So I'm a huge fan of wrestling, and I still know a lot of independent wrestlers all from all around the world, because mm-hmm. I follow them, I know them, I watch their career before they're getting into the main WWE. So I DM them, I said, hey, I want to start a trading card company. I'm going to release a set of indie wrestling card. Do you want to be a part of it? And when I started, it was harder to explain the guy what I was trying to do and how to do it. So I need to change the DM then. And when I get enough wrestler, I said, okay, fine, I can release it. So I start to make a design mm-hmm. on the computer. And it was really hard because I didn't know how to use Photoshop at the time. I never used Photoshop.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah. That could be a challenge. So it took me around 100 hours just to understand Photoshop.
Mm. A lot of YouTube videos and like tutorials and just
mistakes. And then, so when I started, so this is the first card. So this is.
Oh, okay. Let's look at that.
A base card. So not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But. So this is where the mistake started, and the journey started. So I got, okay, fine, they're good to print. So I mm-hmm. call a company in New York. I don't remember the company name, and I'm not going to mm-hmm. name it for any reason. And I make my order, and it took them 3 months just to answer me, to tell me there's a problem with your order. I'm like, what? So it's like a T-shirt printing, the bleeding. So okay, fine. So what I need to do to fix it, and they told me, well, yeah, but we send you a PDF with how to process. I'm like, yeah, but it's the PDF. It's not clear. It's not when it's your first time. So what I'm gonna do right now? So I said, okay, fine. I called the company. I said, give me my money back. I'm gonna see another distributor to get my my product. So they told me, yeah, but we process your orders, so my employee work on that. Even if we didn't print it, we're going to give you the half of your money. Okay, so I'm already losing money. Fine.
Wow. What was their justification for not refunding you the full amount?
The fact that the one employee checked the order.
Hmm.
They didn't print it, so they said we have staff who work on them before we answer you, so we need to pay them. So we're gonna give you after.
Wow, yeah, that's not cool.
Not really. And I went to Reddit and Quora and tried to find a trading card printer, and the first one I received was this one. Then I got some more research and I noticed that it wasn't the place. So then I found the other one. So what I've noticed is there's a lot of trading card printer, but they print only in the US, not in Canada or international, or even there. Hey, you want to print trading card? Yeah, you got 250 trading card for only one design with a good price, but you can't make a complete set.
Mm-hmm. You can't do print on demand with most of the companies, is what you're saying. You can't do like a full set with every card being different in the pack and only do one. You'd have to do 100 of those or 1,000 of those or however many, because obviously they're doing them in bulk. They're, you know, they've got their process. So eventually, though, you found a print on demand supplier that does trading cards and they can do the one off kind of packs for you.
Yeah, I found one that they can, example, instead of printing one card or 100, they have 18, 36, 54. And you print 54 different trading cards with 54 different design. And that's fine for them. So the same price, no more charges.
So so tell me about your customer base. Like who is wanting to do the trade? Obviously, you started with wrestlers, but this really can go pretty far in a lot of different directions. How, like, who has been contacting you and or who have you been reaching out to do trading cards for? Like, what's your customer look like?
So we started with indie wrestler, and then we went to podcast to say, hey, we can print a trading card for your podcast. So, for example, you have a fan base. It could be a good merch product to sell or to give as a giveaway. And then we contact movie production. So the card I've shown you, it was a movie that was released on YouTube. So I called the director, said, hey, I would like to propose you my service. I make trading cards, or are you interested? So back and forth, we communicate, and they said, yeah, we're really interested to make a complete set of that movie. So I said, okay, fine. Due to the fact that he is a producer and a director, he owns the IP of the picture, so it was really easier. But now we ask a document. We send a document that we have the permission to print a trading card for commercial use with all the people involved, and we need their permission, because if not, we're not doing anything at this point.
Right. So that's for the businesses then, that you have to kind of get the sign off on the intellectual property of whatever the business is going to put on those trading cards. And yeah, when you're talking about a pack of 54 different designs, that's a lot of designs, you know, that you have to make sure are protected or that you have the rights to create these things. You have like a contract basically, or some type of a permission.
Yeah,
to get everybody's permission.
Yeah, okay. It's more a permission example. It could be way worse during the summer or last year. A wrestling promoter contact me. Hey, I want to make trading card of my wrestling promotion, but at the same time, I'm gonna explain it later. I wasn't doing very well, so it took me a long time before I started to make the design. But I realized 1 week later that we contact back and forth. They ask me, where's my order? What's happening? Everything. That promoter using the trading card to sell, but they're not giving any money to the talents. So when I knew that, I said, no, I don't want to do business with you. And that's fine that I wait a long time. I had a feeling. And there's another guy who print printing card, who make the design, but they use the design that I send them as a sample.
They what? They do what? They use the what as a
The guy, the
sample?
graphic designer.
Uh-huh.
So the promoter, I said, yeah, I've got a couple of design that looks like what you could like. So example, the Tops Heritage 2021 looks like that. So I say, oh, I like it. So they send the design to the graphic designer. The graphic designer made the design, they print them, and they like it. And when I see that, I said, I made that design. I didn't make that design, but I proposed that design to that wrestling promoter. They
Okay.
asked someone else to print it.
Yeah. So they
Wasn't
basically
really
stole your
happy about
idea.
it.
Yeah. Still, so it's obviously there's corporate things, you know, I like the idea with the podcast. That could be cool. You know, you could do some stuff with like podcasts and people who have things almost, it's almost like a physical, it can be like a physical Instagram. You could do a trading card with a whole bunch of quotes, mindset quotes or something like that, or, you know, that were branded for a particular podcast or, you know, any other type of show. So I think influencers are a really great, a great
Client base
client
for this
base. Yeah.
project. Yeah, because when I tell someone, yeah, but what are the kind of merch that you're selling right now? I say, I sell him hat, I'm selling t-shirt. Okay, so what are your margin? So not so they say, hey, I know print on demand. So your t-shirt, you're paying $15, you're selling $25. That's fine. You got a budget trading card that you will pay like $1 each, 150 each, and you can sell them between $5 and $10 each minimum. Or if you got a set or a limited release, you can sell it a very, very higher because your fan base is going to pay the price for another card, another graph card.
Yeah.
So they say,
That's
oh, yeah,
interesting.
well, I never consider it like that. Yeah, and also the fact that you're an influencer or a public figure and you're getting more and more popular, one day maybe you're going to be a megastar. So if that trading card is signed by you as a one-on-one, someone's going to sell it on eBay for the big price. You know that. And now they realize that it's a good merch product.
No, that's a really cool merch product for somebody who potentially could, you know, break through. I mean, I don't know that anybody wants a print on demand cast card signed by Josiah or me. You know, those probably aren't going to go on eBay anytime soon, but
But
there
you
are
can offer that
influencers.
as a free product with any of your product that you're selling. Example, the coffee mug. You say, Ed, it's a limited print release, and we offer you a trading card of us with an autograph. So you can just post it on Instagram with the trading card. Say, hey, I've got my coffee mug and a trading card of Josiah and Travis.
Yeah, that's a cool idea, you know, for your market. But I mean, I think really, Mario, the reason I wanted to kind of highlight what you're doing on the show was to just show people that there are really, really unique ways to use print on demand. You don't just have to sell on Amazon or Etsy. You know, you can build a website, you know, at selling trading cards. And then beyond that, you can start approaching people about all of these ideas and really kind of up with unique selling propositions for potential new clients that you're getting because you have such a unique product that, and they haven't heard of this idea. So I really appreciate, you know, this idea that, you know, your, the way you're using print on demand. And I wanted to highlight that to the audience. Now you've actually gotten a discount code for everybody on that's listening to this. If you guys want to check out Mario's website and you can actually buy a set of custom cards. And if you use the discount code POD20, he'll give you 20% off. Now that's none of that's coming to us. He's just discounting that for you guys. And then the website is Chops Cards, and that's two P's in Chops, Chopps, Chopps, CARDS square.site. So right now you're obviously doing this on Squarespace.
Absolutely, it's Weebly. Squarespace and Weebly Square is not the same platform.
Okay, gotcha. So they can go there and they can, what's the process to like come up with a card? Do they have to design 12 different or 24 different cards, or can they get all of the same ones if they want, or how does that work? What's the process?
They can have both. So example, there's a, the, you're just, let's talk about sports team. The coach wants to have all the team as a baseball card. So you can make a complete set, and we're talking, we're not just taking the order, taking the picture, and then before and now there's difference. Before we reach people by DM, we explain what we do, and we ask, what are you looking for? What's the creative direction that you want to take? So do you want just base card with number, your guys, stats, and then you're fine with that? Or you want limited cards, so example, 1 of 5, 1 of 10, 1 of 1. I have on my actual set a 1 of 999. So I have to print 999 different cards with 1, 2, 3 through 999. And I go to infinite with that. So people realize that, that's fine. So I say, okay, you can have also autograph card. So do you want autograph card with a spot or fitting gradient? So we explain, we show a design, and then say, okay, I want that, that, and that. So we make a quote, and I mean, for 5 card, 1 of 5, there's no extra charge. But going to 10, 25, and more, we make an extra charge because it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah. So are you helping with laying out the art? So I give you like all of the pictures, but then you're laying it all out specifically, or do I have to give you print ready art?
No, you just send me the picture, and I'm sending you templates or actual design. And example, you have the old Mickey Mantle to a baseball card, and you want something to look like that. And I'm telling you, I can't make the same design because there's an IP on it, and I need to explain it to you. But I can make a variation of that design that will look like that. So if you're satisfied, and they have a... call that. So if they're not satisfied, I make another design. So after the third one, we make an extra charge because we think that people could use that design and print it somewhere else.
Right. You've got to recoup some of your design time dollars. Yeah, because it sounds like there's a lot of design on your end.
The design belongs to us. And we know, we tell that to people. We're not a graphic designer team. We're a trading card company. Right. So you don't own the design, or we do. You own the picture. We you own the fact that you can sell the card, but we still own the design.
Okay, and that's just to protect yourself from somebody taking those designs and going to another company and using another
can
company
go to a local printer and say, "Hey, I've got that design." But we say now what we are doing is we send only the front design. And if they want to see the back design example beforehand, we make after deposit. So we show the back design, and then we make the little change. And when everything is fine, you say, yeah, I want that. That's fine for me. We process at the order.
Okay. That's cool.
So now we want to make the transition directly to our website. So we don't... So what we notice over time that DMing people is time consuming and back and forth. So we said, okay, fine. We'll do everything on our website. And then we contact the people after by email.
I see.
Okay, fine. We received your order. We will be able to take the picture. You've seen a couple of our templates. Is there one you like or you want a specific template? So if someone said, no, I want a unique design, really specific for me. That's fine. We are making the design. And we say, hey, look, we're not a graphic designer that we're doing a soccer poster design. That's not what we're doing. So you need to be aware of that. So you understand. And then we start, we make the order, and we tell people. So example, I told you to have three supplier. One is really easy. You want one design, that's fine. You got it. design, print, and ship in less than 2 weeks.
Nice. Nice.
That's a good. Only in the United States. Mm-hmm. But if you want a complete set or different, you live in Canada or international, it takes 4 to 6 weeks. That's the issue right now. That's the problem.
I see. Yeah, that makes it to where you can't really sell these on sales channels because no one's going to, like Etsy doesn't have, you know, the ability for you to stretch it out that far. At least I don't think so. Maybe they do. I don't know. I know Amazon. I don't think Amazon does, but.
But I don't think Amazon. If I want to sell on Amazon with my product, I need to have inventory. And that's one of the two rules that we set up. And I told my wife, she's aware of that. So the rule number one is limit the risk.
Yeah.
If I spend $1, how much I can give that? If I'm not sure, I don't spend that dollar. That's losing money is not an option. I'm not a man, so it's not supposed to be money sucking. Second, we don't have inventory. We do have a couple of cards for a demo, but it's not worth something to have inventory. People know that we are print on demand, and they see on the order it takes 4 to 6 weeks.
The whole idea behind trading cards is that they're unique. They are your trading cards. I mean, unless somebody famous is on, unless you are able to do a Mickey Mantle, you know, or a whole 1940 whatever New York Yankees set, which you can't, but if you could, maybe then it would make sense to, you know, hold that and sell that because there's already a market for that. There's no market for, my eighth grade son's basketball team, you know, and so except it wouldn't make any sense.
Members.
Yeah, except for family members. It wouldn't make any sense to hold inventory for something like that because pretty much everything you're doing is, I would guess probably 80 to 90% of the orders you're taking are going to be custom. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, exactly. When I started, it was exactly that. And I told my wife, yeah, I do like to do custom order, but the set and the pack of cards that I have on my website, that's where we want to switch to a 50-50 during the next 2-3 years and then switch back to 80 to my set and then the custom printing. Because the custom printing is fun, but it's the bread. It's something that I like. But the fact that I want to be recognized as a trading card company like Topps, Panini, and everything, so I want to make that transition. So now we want to build a strategy on the long run to be able to sell those cards and keep the print on demand.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. And so we're getting about to the 30-minute mark, and I wanted to keep this
already?
Short. So I know, right? It's really do appreciate you coming on the show, Mario. This was a lot of fun. Again, I just want to let you guys know, if you do want to check this out, you can go to Mario's website, which is, I had it here and I just lost it. There it is. It's Chops Cards, chopscards.square.site. Of course, this will be in the show notes. And then when you check out, you use POD20 to get 20% off your order. And you can talk to Mario, design something really cool for, your kid's eighth grade basketball team or volleyball team or whatever. You could take mine and Josiah's pictures and make a really cool print on demand cast card and send it to us. That would be really awesome. but Mario, thanks so much for joining us. Do you got any kind of closing words or words of wisdom for the print on demand cast audience?
Yeah, there's a absolutely. I know there's a guy who came to your podcast and talking about the fact that he's publishing on Amazon KDP, and I said, "Oh, what could I do?" So I realized that we're gonna start our blog really soon. So we're gonna write article, and we will also print our own magazine on Amazon.
Oh, nice. So you're going to use KDP to do your magazine to hopefully drive traffic to the fact or to your site and to your business with trading cards. That's super smart. Another way, guys, to use print on demand. I know I'm not sure if you listened to this one particular, Mario. Let me pull up we had somebody on Gosh. Oh, I shouldn't have said anything. I shouldn't have said anything because now that I said it, I can't. Oh, there it is. Episode 75, Rethinking KDP to Build a Business with Tammy Trin. And so you guys check out episode 75 for more ideas on how to use KDP. But I think, Mario, you might want to check that out. Tammy's a great, great person. She only lives like 45 minutes from me here in Colorado. And we've actually met. I've been on her podcast. She's been on our podcast. She does a KDP business that's pretty cool. Again, rethinking ways to use print on demand. So, and all right.
There's another advice that I could say. What's that? This one is really particular because we started to do our own coloring trading card. So the fact that our trading card has a glossy finish, you can take a Sharpie crayon, draw the trading card, wipe it out, and start over again until the fact that the trading card is getting used and not usable anymore. But still, we own the design. So what we could do with that design, offer a free PDF template for coloring sheets to our client. Mm. Not only that, we turn them to coloring books.
On KDP, yeah.
On KDP.
Sure. Yeah, that's smart too.
That's owning your own IP.
Yeah, all these ideas are great. The rabbit hole really goes deep when you find something that's unique enough, not other people are doing it. You can start really doing some fun things with print on demand. So I'm going to wrap this up. Mario, it's been great having you on. Really appreciate you joining us. Really don't have much more for you guys. Wanted to try to keep this around 30 minutes. Hopefully this is a nice little fun bonus for you guys in between our Wednesday episodes. I think I'm going to release it probably this weekend or something, or Monday or something, but really appreciate you being on the show, Mario. I guess then for Josiah, I'm Travis, and we'll see you next time right here on the Print On Demand Cast. We'll see
you. Thank you very much.
Hey, babe, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Print On Demand Cast. We hope you enjoyed the Totally Tubular Show. If you've got a question or a suggestion for the show, send Travis and Josiah an email at info@printondemandcast.com. Want to be wicked nice? Take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe now so you don't miss next week's episode. See you next time for sure.
In a world where businesses everywhere are trying to make print-on-demand sales, one podcast goes above and beyond every week to bring the most POD-specific information there is, all to help save the day, every day. Don't succumb to the enemies of your print-on-demand business. Sign up today for the Print On Demand Cast VIP email at printondemandcast.com/VIP. This time, it's for real.